Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about police pursuits in St. Louis and how with the car chases, they're dangerous for police officers, they're dangerous for bystanders, and they're just, for the most part, are not happening. And in Chicago, they have furthered police pursuit laws, but this involves police foot chases. So in Chicago, police officers will no longer be allowed to chase people on foot simply because they run away or they've committed minor offenses. So for a little bit of context here to set the table, this is just over a year after two foot pursuits in Chicago ended with officers shooting a 13-year-old boy, that was Adam Toledo, and a 22-year-old man, Anthony Alvarez. So Lori Lightfoot was very critical of the foot pursuits and said that they need to have an interim policy in Chicago until they found a permanent foot pursuit policy, which they've never had before. They've never had a permanent policy, and now they do. This was announced yesterday. Under this new policy, police officers can give chase. They can chase someone if they believe a person is committing or is about to commit a felony, a Class A misdemeanor, such as domestic battery, or a serious traffic offense that could risk injuring others, such as drunk driving or street racing. However, they cannot chase people if they suspect them of minor offenses, such as driving on a suspended license, drinking alcohol in public, parking violations. They also must call off a chase in a number of circumstances, including if a third party is injured and needs immediate medical attention, or if the officers realize that they don't know exactly where they are. For instance, if they're running in a chaotic situation and they're running through alleys or between houses, they have to stop. They also have to stop if they find themselves unable to communicate with other officers. It goes on, you know, the different policies, such as, you know, you can't provoke chases by pulling up in a squad car, jumping out of the car, and then trying to arrest anyone who runs away.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys make of this? Because we talk so much about pursuits, police pursuits. I had always envisioned vehicles, not foot pursuits.
I know it seems reasonable to me. I know the U.S. Department of Justice in 2017, I believe it was, either 17 or 18, they concluded that, especially in the city of Chicago, that there were too many unnecessary shootings of people by police officers, and that the city probably needed to do something about it. So this was about 5 years ago that happened. And that was the Department of Justice that said they probably needed to address it. And so they had that temporary measure. This seems to be just going off that recommendation. And I think what else might be important here is it's in a lot of ways protection for supervisors or for individual officers, that if they do, for whatever reason, end a pursuit in the middle of a pursuit, mm-hmm. they cannot be criticized or disciplined after the fact.
Right.
So it actually is some protection for them, too.
Yeah, it's frustrating because we see what's classified as a minor offense, and we're seeing stores like CVS or Nordstrom hurting because you're allowed to run in, steal under $1,000. Now, this is San Francisco. I'm not sure what the number is in Chicago, but in cities like San Francisco, you can steal anything under $1,000 is a minor offense, and you can't go after those people. And you have that feeling of lawlessness. And I understand why you're trying to be safe. That's the balance we have to walk. At the same time, my goodness, all these people running from the cops, like, stop running from police officers. We're having to accommodate people's behavior breaking the law, as long as you're not murdering
someone. I wouldn't say it's accommodation. I say it's just, all right, what is the end game here? Clearly, mm-hmm. you don't want people to steal, but you don't want people to get hurt unnecessarily,
sure.
right? Yes, don't steal. Please don't steal. I don't think you're ever going to stop that, but what is the proportional punishment for somebody that goes into a Walgreens and rips off a bunch of stuff and leaves? Is it he runs, police officer chases him. He gets a few blocks away, and for whatever reason, officer thinks he has a gun, shoots him in the back and kills him. And then in the end, we realize, oh, there is no weapon on this guy. So basically he just died because he went and stole a bunch of stuff from a Walgreens. Like that to me does not seem appropriate punishment. It seems like that person should be punished, mm-hmm. but I would think killing the guy is not. And maybe it does help a city, for example, that has paid millions of dollars in lawsuits because of killings like that. Maybe it ultimately saves the city some money as well.
Sure.
Yeah. My first reaction was, this is stupid. Like, that was my initial reaction when I first read through the story. I'm like,
mine was too, and that's why I wanted to read more about it.
My first reaction was, this is stupid. If you're running and you're being chased, how about we just make the rule, don't shoot people when they're running away from you? You know, if somebody turns to face you and, I mean, makes an aggressive move, I mean, I've never been in that position. I wouldn't want to make a judgment there. But in, like, the first thing is, I don't see why we should just be like, okay, I understand the car chase because a lot of innocent people are getting hurt in those. In this case, my first reaction was that's stupid. And then I started reading what police officers were saying. I started reading what the police superintendent said. And he said this makes it safer for officers and for citizens. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen to that guy. He kind of probably knows what he's talking about.
They'd probably rather not have to chase you, to be honest. A police officer would rather not do that.
But you also don't know what you're going to run into.
Right.
And I agree. I just feel like the shop owner who can have petty theft every day, what's to stop someone from going in, stealing something, and running
cameras
away?
Cameras, and then go pick them up later.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.